State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. As kids head back to school, it's worth remembering that all kids are entitled to a free education. But free doesn't necessarily mean equal. Where you live can have a big impact on the quality of education you receive, especially if you have a child with special needs. Lisa Kokab is not new to the whole back-to-school routine. She's got five boys.
My oldest is going off to Michigan State, and my youngest, PJ, is five.
But she says, between big sips of Diet Coke, that this school year, she's nervous.
I'm very non-confrontational, and I don't want to have to fight. I just don't. I'm really nervous. I don't really know what to expect.
Kokab is on her way to school to talk about her youngest son, PJ. He can sit crisscross applesauce, loves Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh Bear, is it? Were you watching Elmo earlier? You love Elmo.
Elmo!
He also has Down syndrome. Kokab and her family recently moved here from Wisconsin for her husband's work, and almost immediately she started calling school districts.
I called one of the top school districts and said, okay, I'm coming from the top district in the state of Wisconsin. I'm moving back to Michigan. I have a son with Down syndrome. This is kind of what we're looking for. He's been in general ed, and I was told those kids don't go to school. Actually, she said those kids, and I was floored.
She bawled when she got off the phone. She was shocked, angry, worried about her son. She kept calling school districts in and around Metro Detroit. She wanted to hear that PJ would be able to go to a school in a general ed classroom full-time with his typical performing peers, what's called inclusion, just like he did back in Wisconsin. But when it comes to special ed,
it becomes clear really fast that where you live makes a big difference in what kind of educational placement that you have.
Matt Brock is a professor at Ohio State University. He specializes in special education. Here's what he found using federal data. In Wisconsin, about a third of students with significant disabilities like Down syndrome or autism spectrum disorder are segregated from the general ed population. So about a third spend the biggest chunk of their time in self-contained classrooms or in completely separate buildings.
But in Michigan, that number is bigger than half.
The law says students with special needs are entitled to a free and appropriate education in the least restrictive environment. Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly says this state can do a better job on that last part, the least restrictive part.
If you had a student that was never in a general education classroom with their peers, how would they ever learn age-appropriate behavior? The system that we have today is reinforcing the negative outcomes. So when a student is segregated from the general population, what's happening is that student is being denied an opportunity to observe and learn how the rest of the world acts, talks, lives, interacts with each other.
To that end, Callie put together a special ed task force last year and came up with a list of recommendations for how schools can better serve students with special needs. Top of the list, more training to help teachers work with special needs students in the classroom, and more tailored education plans based on what the individual child needs, rather than a cookie-cutter set of supports based on the child's disability.
Those two things will better equip schools to keep kids with special needs in mainstream general education classrooms.
As for Lisa Kokab and her son PJ, after about half a dozen calls to different school districts around Metro Detroit, one special ed director finally told Lisa what she wanted to hear.
I literally cried on the phone with her. She said to me, absolutely PJ can go to school. Inclusion works, especially when children are younger. It's harder when they get older and the gap widens, but if you buy a house in Brighton, we'll work with you.
So Kokab and her husband bought a house in Brighton. They met with the special ed director and toured a couple schools. They haven't gotten the all clear yet, but they are hopeful PJ will get to start junior kindergarten next week in the general ed classroom. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.